it was a long ruling, but basically the court did say that I was indeed domiciled in the district, since in fact the evidence introduced in court clearly substantiated the fact that I had a residence in the district. The district was where I have been residing and spending all of my time outside of Monrovia. And I basically grew up, I was born there, and I grew up there. So those were some of the overriding facts that the court based its decision on.
The 2011 referendum results were just released, and there was a proposition in there that had to do with residency. That was rejected. Is it possible someone who might be considering bringing a suit or a lawsuit against this result can use your case?
No, I don't think the two are the same, because that particular proposition was attempting to limit the, I think it's a constitutional requirement to run for the presidency, that one has to live in the country for 10 years, whether consecutively or intermittently. That part, again, the legal analysts are still debating it, but the Constitution itself is not clear on that. But that requirement is there in the Constitution, that a candidate must reside in the country 10 years prior to running for the presidency. That has no connection with being domiciled in a particular district in order to be eligible to run as representative in that district.